and the Scared Toy Talent Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have two very, very different topics that bring to light some issues that have gone on, and the pandemic is had the ability to actually make technology progress in some ways,
yeah,
especially with accessibility, which is awesome.
The
fact that progress is being made now due to a pandemic, shouldn't progress have been made with technologies and resources for studying and for persons with different abilities prior to a pandemic? When does this ever become shouldn't this have been done?
It's kind of funny. It took a pandemic to make technology go ahead. It's not like haha funny, but
no, it's the sad. It's to me, it's sad
that's interesting.
It's the that's interesting, but shouldn't resources and accessibility come to the forefront for people who need it?
Exactly.
When does a pandemic play into accessibility for students or for people in general who need technology? Yes, technology is needed. Yes, there needs to be progress. But when does it, how does the pandemic equal let's make progress for more resources? Shouldn't there have been more resources to be given or to be put out there for public consumption prior to a global freaking pandemic? This blows my mind how tech companies are going, yeah, there's people who need this now. Not then.
Now we care. Now we give a crap.
It's almost like, are they going to care once this is over?
Exactly.
Or is it going to go back to the way it was, where no one could, where there's companies who would do a lot for persons with disabilities, and then there's the ones that would do the bare minimum. There's a certain point where the bare minimum doesn't work. With a lot of things. And accessibility as a whole is a need. It's not a want. It's a necessity. When does pandemic equate to let's give more for people who need these tools? Shouldn't it have been prior to massive global pandemic, which is causing which is affecting so many people worldwide. Shouldn't there have been more oversight to this? Shouldn't companies realize that they're totally missing out on a market that is totally not even utilized? They could be making more money than they're making if they only chose to do this sooner, not later. And it shows the flaws that companies have had. And if this pandemic has taught us anything, it's brought out all the flaws. And the flaws that society has,
it's like magnified.
Oh, yeah. If you could see the greatest people, you could see the people who are doing good, and then you could see the people who are continue to hurt those and to treat people like they're less than, and hit the
let me put it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could say another word, but
at this point, let's put it out there. They're not exactly the most. They're the people who only think about themselves, the entitlement. Okay. Which
it's like the what's in it for me?
Right, and it shows in all aspects how bad this is, and it's not just a disability issue. It's a human issue. Yeah, it's a human issue. And if no one could see that people need the help, then you're looking past, you could only see one person, you could only look at what your needs are, not what the needs are for those who are affected. Because some way, shape, or form, people will either know people who are affected or be affected either on the financial end or have people who have ended up being affected by this horrible pandemic, which is a big deal. No, people need to realize this is not just going to go away. And there's been reports that could be around until 2022. So I see it as society as a whole, not just persons with different abilities, has to adapt. Just like the whole controversy over masks. I would rather wear a mask and adopt the Asian mask culture than having issues. And yes, there are definitely pros and cons to wearing masks if there's medical issues, but the fact that this is needed, and just like technology, any progress is better than no progress.
Exactly.
And there's a certain point where just check yourself. It's better to check yourself before you say, do, act.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Yep. Yeah, that will work too.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. So.
Like that old saying goes?
Mm-hmm. And getting away from this topic, how. Yeah. Remember, I don't know if you're familiar with Discovery Island and Disney World. A man social distancing to an extreme, which
I've actually heard the story on the news.
Yeah. Yeah. He went over to Discovery Island. Bear in mind you, Discovery Island, you can't get there on foot.
Hasn't been closed since, the 90s or something?
Yep. So there's a problem when someone could just go into. I'm looking at, when I heard this, I'm like, okay, so guy takes social distancing to an extreme. Yes, we don't know his situation. It's still very it still makes you wonder how people are, what actually, how far people will go. And for someone to just go into, you're right, it closed in the 90s. It actually closed 1999. It was supposed to be like the predecessor to Animal Kingdom. The precursor to Animal Kingdom. And it's only accessible by water. So did he have a boat?
Did he have a boat? Did he swim? Did any alligators get him? I don't know.
I wouldn't want to swim in the area that I've been to Disney.
That could be alligator infested water for all I know.
No, I would say probably more than just alligators. Because think about it, it's marshland. It's going to have that kind of wildlife.
Yeah.
And I like, if he had a boat, how do you get there, get to that area? Things are, because Disney is closed, you can't just go onto property. So did he drag a boat from somewhere? Like,
did he climb a fence?
No, there's no fences near there. It's only accessible by watercraft. So by a boat. That's the only way people get there. So you couldn't just go wade in the water, because the water where he was at, the body of water, it's not like it's not exactly, it's deep. You're not going to be able to stand in it and wade in the water. So, I wonder
it's probably like the river down here.
Yeah. Pretty big deal. Pretty when deep. You're going... Yeah. So, for... And when it's like, so taking extreme measures for social distancing. I'm sure that those official... Those who were and who had to go and take care of the call probably. I could only imagine what they went through, especially with the helicopter searches, amongst everything else. Which is kind of unsettling to know that someone could. And I know that there was YouTubers who have gone there. They were permanently banned.
Yeah.
So how does this make it any... How is this... This guy is going to have...
Quite the story. Quite the rap sheet. Quite the story.
Mm-hmm. As much as Disney... Like, this is last week's news. It's still very interesting to hear how, hear what actually is going on. And not just going, oh, this is interesting. At least it's not all, pandemic. It's somewhat related to pandemic, but it's also pure stupidity, too. To hear someone... go into an unauthorized area via a boat of some kind. So that really makes you think of how far people are, how people think too, when it's desperate times, yet this measure is probably not the best way you could have handled it yourself or themselves. It's definitely a story that, and these kind of stories, have you noticed the crazy stories over the years where it was like the craziest things happen in Florida?
It's true. All the crazy stuff happens in Florida.
Yeah.
I call him Florida Man, but he wasn't really from Florida.
Nope.
Traveling Florida Man. There you go.
Yeah. I'm looking at this and going, this is crazy. This is not crazy, but like, this is an extreme measure of social distancing.
Yeah.
When people are stuck at home, a guy takes a boat and goes into a unauthorized area. Which really makes things interesting, too. As a whole, because no one expects this. When everyone's hearing one different thing, and then it's the mango does what?
Like, wait, what?
It's the head turning craziness that is unbelievable, scary, because you don't know what's in those waters. Which I'm looking at it as, how is this even possible when there's so many things going on, yet there's little, yet there's so much, that is.
That's not something you just do on a whim. You gotta have to plan that stuff out.
Yeah. Which is kind of shocking to go, for me to go, wait, so you plan, you got yourself a boat, took, and bear in mind you, article doesn't say how he got there. We know it's only for boat access, which means, he had, and clearly if he's from Alabama, he had to go, how does someone come from Alabama to Florida?
Just cross the border.
Yeah, obviously, but there's no, he either, like, motor transportation, kind of missing, which is a bit interesting when you're thinking about.
I mean, that's quite a trip from there.
Yeah, especially when this was when they were taking social distancing measures. So it's almost like, so you're just getting your, so you're literally traveling from Alabama to Florida. How does this work? We know how it works. It's more of a how does
this, that's several hours from the border. Like,
yeah, it's like, so you're going to Florida and taking your social distancing to the next level, I guess. I don't know. To me, I'm going, how does this even compute? How does one just say, peace out to where they're from? And then go, well, I'm going to Florida. Just for the, just because. Which makes zero sense. Because I'm like, you going, Florida's great. Yes, we all know this. Florida does have some awesome things.
Yeah.
Why? But why go into that area when it's literally only accessible by boat? And it's closed. So it's not like there's anything to see there. There really isn't anything.
It's just an island.
Yeah. Deserted island. Was he trying to be like, who is it? Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Because, he's missing.
What is he trying to do? Take a 3-hour tour?
of what?
Of a dessert island?
Nothing. Yeah. It still doesn't exactly add up. It's like deserted island. Deserted.
Was he looking
island.
For Marianne?
Yeah, and he's missing the skipper too.
And the skipper. Not gonna sing that because we have to pay.
I know.
Pay CBS on that one.
I know. I'm just saying, there's a lot of. There's definitely a, was he trying to live out his, dream of being on a TV show? Or,
yeah.
Like, something? Because, he definitely got his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
At that. Which, I can't really, which I'm just like, okay, interesting. Interesting way of how you're handling this. Whatever the case may be, definitely makes things, definitely puts things into perspective. Especially when, there is cause for concern, too. Which makes more, which actually puts things into a perspective that is needed. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same place.
With more stuff.
Yep. And stay safe. Stay inside. And we'll be back.
Good night, everybody.
Night.